is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, CG Atlantic, Ron's Electric Motors, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health, and Bahamas Check Services.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to talk about a number of issues today, particularly the VAT bill, amendment, the new rules for protecting people whose protections will fall away when the state of emergency ends this weekend. The special provisions COVID-19 bill that was tabled in the House today. And we're going to talk about it just so you can have a better understanding of it. And, you know, when I'm not always right, right? But when I am right, I like to, like, rub it in people's faces just because I'm petty like that, I guess. And I was right about the emergency order falling away and not being able to protect you no matter what it says about extending beyond the actual time of the emergency order. And so someone, I guess Wayne Monroe or Jomo Campbell, figured that one out. I need to be no Queen's Counsel to tell you that. I was right about that. And everyone who said I wasn't right was wrong. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about the VAT bill and what's exempt and what's not exempt. And we're also going to talk about, well, I'll tie it into what I'm going to talk about next, right? So, and I'm trying to walk delicately through this whole situation, again, in terms of judging people, because people are entitled to react how they want to react, right? But, you know, first of all, I don't have any concrete information that Bella Walker died of sexual abuse. The police won't comment on it. That's been going around a lot, that, you know, there was a gaping hole in her pelvic area, or, you know, I'm not even sure what that means. So I can't say that it was sexual assault, all right? And I'm wondering why our lawmakers, some of them, can't just understand that they shouldn't pick up a narrative of something that isn't proven to be the case, right? So I don't know that she was sexually assaulted. I pray that she wasn't. If she was, of course, it's dreadful, and she, you know, but her death is also dreadful. But I don't, like, the Speaker of the House is talking about how the police say blunt force trauma, right, to the body, which resulted in multiple fractures. They didn't say anything about, they said she died as a result of blunt force trauma. That doesn't mean that she was not raped or molested, right? But they didn't say that she was. But anyway, the Speaker of the House is saying, calling for this, you know, let's provisions against sexual assault and all that stuff like that. You know, and then, you know, we have other people talking about it in the House, and F&M MPs are talking about it, and the PLPs are talking about it. And my thing is this, right? I get it. You're a national leader, and you want to be seen to be caring about the pulse of the nation. I do get that, yes? However, my thing is, none of you guys had anything to say about protecting children before this little girl died. You've had elements of the child protection conventions that we've signed on to with the United Nations that you haven't implemented in years and years and years. There should be more offices to protect children. Nothing in your party's platform in the last election spoke to the protection of children. So when I hear like Kwesi Tom saying, let's have a select committee into how Bella Walker died, it's like, you know, spare me the theatrics behind it. You can express your sentiment, you know what I mean? And this is for all of them. You can express your sentiment, but don't start now saying you want to do all these things that you didn't even care to do before. It's weird to me. And I think it's clout chasing, and you're not serving Bella well by doing it. Here's what I want to talk about. Firstly, two things. So, it's not funny, but if you don't laugh, you'll cry. Anyway, this says, Jasper Ward wrote an article, nearly 1 in 4 women in university say they were raped. I'm going to repeat that for you. Nearly 1 in 4 female university students in the Bahamas admitted to being raped at least once, according to a recent study. The study is called Mental Health and Negative Sexual Experiences as Bahamian University Students, conducted by Dr. Elizabeth Williams, Dr. William Fielding, and Virginia Balance. All right, it's published in the International Journal of Bahamian Studies. I think UB recently released it. I'm gonna just cite some of this for you. And we can try to understand, according to this, how deeply rooted our issues with violence and sexual depravity and gender-based violence against men and women and our moral and ethical compasses, how off they must be for what I'm about to say to you to be actual. Now, this is just according to people's experiences, all right? There's also some talk about marital rape that we're going to get into. I know y'all don't believe in marital rape because it's the Bible. I get it, right? But I do. So, you know, I also get that people do lie. All right? And, you know, it's not specific to women, but women often accuse men of lots of stuff that men have not done. So I get the reticence to say marital rape, but then regular rape is already a thing. I let people lie on me. No one, I mean, ain't nobody ever said I raped them, right? But I let women lie to me, tell me they were pregnant, tell me, you know what I mean? You know? Yeah, anyway. So people lie, I get it, and I get that's why you're reticent about marital rape. But anyway, we're going to talk about rape. This says, the respondents were primarily between the ages of 21 and 24 and enrolled in the University of the Bahamas. A majority of the respondents had participated in sexual intercourse. Okay? 23.7% of 536 females and 7% of 113 males admitted to having been raped at least once. Only 1 of 11 male respondents obtained medical help for physical reasons following the sexual abuse. In the case of female, only 5.6% of 88 respondents sought help for mental health reasons after being sexually abused, and 4.3% sought help for physical reasons following the abuse. This makes me so sad. Of the 24 males who had suffered sexual abuse or rape, 58.3% agreed that it had affected their mental health. In the case of females, 81.7% of 241 respondents agreed that it affected their mental health. Women who had been sexually abused indicated that most likely victimizers were people known to them, particularly current or ex-boyfriends or friends. However, It should be noted that relatives and those with trusted access to the victim were reported as victimizers by about a quarter of the abused respondents. They're relatives. Relatively few females had been victimized by strangers. This finding is in line with a study from the United States. All right, I'm just going to go through all of this insanity for you, and then we'll talk a bit about it. Nearly 31% of men and 16% of women participated in sexual intercourse before the age of 16. That's body a problem, yeah. While a majority of the respondents indicated that they clearly agreed to sexual intercourse, 37% of the women indicated that they wished they had not done so. Only 9.6% of men said the same. Males and females reported having different experiences of their first participation in sexual intercourse. Females were more likely than males to agree that their first experience of sexual intercourse was not agreeable and, on reflection, was abuse. And see, that's where there's this gray area lies, right? To me, it seems like a gray area. Because you're consenting to sex, and then afterward you reflect on it and you consider it abuse. This is why we need to teach proper sexual education in schools. And I'm a square. Encourage abstinence until you get a, you become of age. And they need to raise the legal age of consent to 18 for everybody. . 15% of women and 1.7% of men said they had sexual intercourse with an individual because they were afraid of them. Roughly 24% of men and 26% of women said they've had sexual intercourse when they were physically or mentally unable to give consent, for example, being drunk or high. About 19% of men and 16% of women said they've had sexual intercourse when their partners were physically or mentally unable to give consent, for example, being drunk or high. 10% of men said they'd been hit or physically hurt by their intimate partner. Meanwhile, 23.6% of women said the same had happened to them. One in four women, they've been hit or physically hurt by their intimate partner. What's really going on out here? Like, this how we live in? What's going on with the university students? What's going on with the youth? Let's just tell the children the truth, you know what I mean? What's happening? One in four women have been hit by their intimate partner, 10% of men. One in four women in the University of the Bahamas who participated in this survey said they've been raped at least once. Seven % of the men said they've been raped at once. The men getting raped too. Jesus. Listen, perhaps I led an extremely sheltered life, right? And nobody did anything weird to me. I thank my parents for that and God. But what's going on? A quarter of the women were raped? 7% of the men were raped? By men? I don't understand. Firstly, let me say this. I don't know about you, right? I've never had the impulse to hit any woman I've been with, okay? Just because I wasn't raised like that and because I don't want to get locked up, right? But I'm trying to figure out how y'all are out here hitting these women and still sleeping in the same bed as them. What gives you the level of comfort to go to sleep after you hit or beat a woman and not think that she would cut your throat while you slept? Because, and I know, one, super violent, your go-to is always death. Me, that's what I'm going to do. Okay? I'm the woman, you're beating me, whatever like that. Don't go to sleep, player. Okay? Don't sleep hell. Sleep elsewhere. I can call the police and all that, the whole nine. But don't sleep here. Because you ain't waking up. And I'll be real with you. Every case I've seen, I haven't seen them all. Every case I've seen where a woman has killed a man and she said it was in self-defense and she was charged with murder, they got off. There's a case where a woman shot a dude in the chest with a shotgun. Had the gun on him. Right? Jury was like, all right, he was beating you. You walk. We got a serious problem going on in our society. And we need deep, deep levels of therapy. And I don't know about the rest of society, but these university students are going to need to undergo some real strong psychoanalysis and treatment in order to be fully functioning people, all right? When you're telling me, and this is just such a scumbag thing to do, right? And I don't understand, but the men are getting treated like this too. And I don't know, this is only anecdotal. But it sounds like the men are getting treated this way by other men. Like, I don't know if they accounted for, like, sexual preference in this study, but they just said partner, you know? That could mean anything. And these kids out here nowadays, they on a whole different bunch of flavors. So roughly 24% of men said they've had sexual intercourse when they were physically or mentally unable to give consent. Listen, the group the other day called for the cat and nine tails, all right? I don't have a big problem with that, although cat and nine tails is pretty brutal, but still, you know? And a lot of y'all may be guilty of this. I don't know how many of y'all, right? But in my mind, having sex with a girl who's passed out drunk is rape. Having sex with anyone who's passed out drunk is rape. I don't know, right? Of men said they've had sexual intercourse when they're physically or mentally unable to give consent. I don't know about y'all. Some of y'all might be like superhuman out here, but if I'm passed out drunk, I can't perform. So then I'm going to assume that someone else is performing on them, the men and the women. That's deeply disturbing stuff. Deeply, deeply disturbing stuff. Like I said, perhaps I'm a square and I believe in traditional values, right? I'm not a complete square, you know what I mean? I had premarital sex, a lot of it, but I waited until I was older. I mean, it may have not even been I lie. I could have, and I did not. But this is wild stuff. I don't know how y'all living out here, right? Who's raping you guys? Who's having sex with passed out drunk people? Why are you beating each other? I don't understand. I'm sorry, let me get to your text messages. I'm bewildered by this. I won't lie to you. Just flabbergasted. All right. Yeah, someone said rage, age of consent. Yeah, Chester Cooper said that before. Jamal Moss said it before. I don't get it. Sorry, I'm pulling up your text messages. I've never had the, perhaps it's the women I've chosen to associate with. I've never had the urge to hit no woman I was with. I ain't had no woman do nothing too crazy to me. I've had a woman hit me before, and I explained that, please don't hit me, okay? If we're going to hit each other, we can't be in a relationship together, okay? So you know how women like think it's okay to hit. Some women think it's okay to hit men because you're a big, strong man, and it's fine or whatever. You know. And I say, look, I understand you're upset. You're gonna have to learn how to marshal that, because you and I cannot be in a relationship if we're going to hit each other. All right. This says exactly, Avatar One. I was looking to see where it is in the reports and didn't see it. So how in the world these people are out here saying he raped her? If he did, and that's proven, okay, charge him in court. But until it's proven, stop the nonsense. If this were a female, this wouldn't be happening. I got no official report that Bella Walker was raped, okay? I don't even have anecdotal reports. I don't know who y'all talk to. I see people on Facebook going, the nurses said it and the social workers said it. One, it's important to recognize that it isn't that they were raped in UB, but they said in life. Yeah, I didn't say they were raped at UB, although I've heard things. But that they were raped, right? That if one in four of these women between the ages of 21 and 24 say they were raped? One, I want the Minister of Youth and Culture to get up in that dog and pony business, leave that for FNM and Lyford Key crew and Fort Bay crew and Eastern Road crew. Okay. This is one, our issues with violence and sexual deviance are deep. Among the 25% of those young women from UB who reported being raped at least once, they're probably called hot or fast when they were actually being abused. In the case of the young men who reported being raped, you know how our society would brand them as gay if the perpetrator was male, or minimize it if it was a female. We have a sick society. We have the stigma around homosexuality runs so deep that I could understand someone being afraid to say that they were raped by a man being afraid, or a boy or a man being afraid to admit that they were raped by a man. Again, I don't know how y'all rape these people and hit these people and sleep. Right? Me, I'm gonna have to, you know, I want blood. That's just me. That's, you know, maybe that's something wrong with me. Me, I want blood. All right? Swan, I noticed the study didn't ask men or women, was the perpetrator a woman? All these studies blame men only. This gender bias is not productive. I think, and you know what? I think that it would have been helpful had we known if it was who's doing the raping, the beating, the having sex with people who are passed out for some reason. How does that, like, I wouldn't, anyway. Do you think that part of the problem, such as known sexual abuse, escalates? It's because the extent and specificity of the sexual horror is not reported so as not to offend the sensibilities of the polite. Possibly. That's possibly part of the problem. I could see that. Says Juan, my ex was abusive and emailed nude pics of me all over town to my coworkers. I tried to get him bound over the piece, and the judge insisted I would have to pay for a lawyer and take him to a trial to have this done, even though I had proof he did this. Getting anything done in this country to protect people is impossible. I don't know what judge told you that. That is a crime. You need to report him to the police. People have been sent to jail for that. That's a crime. You need to make a criminal complaint. That's what needs to happen. And you don't pay for the lawyer. He got to find a lawyer. That's very unfortunate that that happened to you. Correction things? What do you mean? What do you correct them? Hey, Juan, I have two young daughters. On a completely unrelated note, I vehemently agree with your suggestion to raise the age of consent. Yeah, man. I mean, listen. I can say this so that you could feel me, right? Juicing is for grown folks. You understand me? I know y'all think that's vulgar. I'm going to keep it real with you. You, if, listen, buddy, if you in my house, right? Only the adults get to have sex here, right? When you feel you grown enough to be having sex and all this stuff like that, then you go make your way in the world. If I still got to pay your bills according to the law and feed you and take care of you and protect you, ain't no sex. You 60 and now you can have sex. Some 40-year-old dude could be having sex with my 16-year-old daughter. It ain't no saw. It ain't going to happen. Y'all need to fix that law. Everybody who paying bills could have sex, right? Juan, it's not the women you've chosen. It's the way your parents chose to raise you and the values that have stuck with you. God bless good parents. Like, it's, and never in my, like, drunkest moment have I considered raping a girl or hitting a girl. You know what I mean? It's just, you see what I'm saying? It just ain't in you. If it ain't in you, it ain't in you. Hey, Juan, great show. Please note that your suspicion is correct on men raping men. Rape is a male-specific crime, and women cannot rape a man by definition of the offense. So your inference is correct, and these people are wild out here. Prayers for the victims. A woman can rape a man. Like, she couldn't rape a man with, like, her vagina. She would have to, like, you know, I don't want to get too graphic. Juan, you said a lot, three times, college life, eh? Thought I saw Juanito when I was in Oklahoma. Yeah, man, I had a ball. I won't lie to you. I'm no prude here sitting there, oh, it's all, you know what I mean? But, you know, I was never out here wiling out like that. Juan, some of those statistics are not true. That's why you don't get it when the majority of our junior and senior high school children are sexually active. We know this, and their parents know this, too. Older women in our country are having sex with underage boys in school as we speak. Older men and women are taking advantage sexually of our underage children. Yeah, right. I agree. A lot of women and men are preying on a lot of boys and girls out here. Let's go to a phone call real quick, and then we go back. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
I'm glad you said on the topic. Hope these people deal with these people.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, man. I like that with the idea and just push the fire on them. Let them deal with this thing because this out on before long you can hear something else.
Right.
You know, when fire light, when any smoke has come from it. So
yeah,
this could put off a spark and make other terrible people who are there to start they acting during foolishness, you know, because you know when one starts, last time it happened, but five, six, 7 million boys.
No, there was four. If he killed four.
Four.
That was, right. This was called Delfarin, and yeah, killed four young boys.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. Mr. McCartney, I call you to ask you is that what does it take for a citizen of the Bahamas to sit in the parliament, to go to parliament? You need a COVID test now or...
You know, that's a good question. As far as I'm aware, you're still able to go, but the gallery may be taken up by members social distancing. So I don't know. That's a good question. I'd have to check. You want to go check it out, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try find out for you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Says, raising the age of consent means nothing. These underage children will do what they want to do regardless of what law is in place. Because of two young underage children having sex, what could you do? Yeah, I'm not concerned about, again, if you're having sex in my house, it's because you are over the age of 18 and you're clearly paying bills or you're married to the person you're having sex with in my house, right? Whether you're going out to do that or any or whatever. You're certainly not going to do it at my house. But again, it would protect a lot of 16-year-old girls and then 17-year-old girls from these adult predators. We got to take a break. Let's go to the break and we'll be back.
Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Atlantic Agents. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. Could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Do you worry that you or your loved ones may get COVID-19 and possibly die from it? Getting a COVID-19 vaccine can lower your risk of severe illness or death from COVID-19. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is available, and you only need one shot. One and done and fully vaccinated for now. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns and about getting vaccinated. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm not trying to shock you with this information and this discussion, but if we're going to be talking about sexual offenses or and abuse against young children. We got to talk about all of it in our society. All right, so I can't protect the children. Well, you got to protect the adults too, right? I'm all for protecting the children. I'm saying you got to, like, this can't be, this doesn't make any sense. 1 in 4 of these women were raped. You interviewed over 500 women, and 1 in 4 of them, between the ages of 21 and 24, and 1 in 4 of them says they've been raped at least once. 7% of the men. We got a call. We do a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay, fine. This says, now imagine dating or marrying someone who has all this hidden, unresolved trauma and wondering why things keep falling apart. This survey is pointing to a giant issue in our society. Says one, I had an ex. The female wanted to have intercourse, but I was drunk. So she stripped me and tried, but I was too drunk to even stand at attention. So this must be man raping man. I did hit a lady once in my life in a heated row, and I didn't sleep there, not gone around there, only when things cool off. Yeah, I would not do that. You don't want to get locked up. But I hear you. Now, it says the speaker said she was robbed of her innocence. Who is right and who's wrong? Because the speaker can't be that misleading. I mean, the speaker should not say something that she cannot confirm. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to pick on her. None of them should. They're lawmakers. Good afternoon. Like you, I also don't believe in violence in a relationship. I explained this to everyone I've been involved with. This being said, my wife waited until we were married to show her violent tendencies. Wow. Yeah, I can't do the hitting, the throwing things at me. I can't do it, right? We just cannot be in a relationship with any of that going on. It's not for me. Maybe there's someone out there for you and you guys can throw things at each other and fist each other in the face and stuff, but not me. It says, Juan, excuse my ignorance because I've never had it done to me, but is it possible for a man to get an erection if he's passed out? I don't know. I can't speak for every man. Not this one. So I don't have no problem admitting that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. This is Mr. McCarthy.
Hi.
Hi. This is Ms. Morrison. I would like to speak with you, but not on air. Can you please call me back, please? Thank you.
Yeah, stay on the line for, give Kermit your number. Try to get back to you today. It says, it's ironic how people find speaking frankly about sex vulgar, but ignore how disgusting it is that 16 is the age of consent. Right. It's terrible. One, rape on the whole is underreported because of the shame. Additionally, we need a well-trained police unit to deal with these cases. People fear reporting because police have been known to shame and blame the victim and divulge what they say to the accused person. We need societal change. Says, I'd catch a body quick when it comes to my daughter. I'll walk in the police station myself and go directly in the cell after I kill a man for raping my daughter. Now, and that's the kind of emotion it sounds like, oh, you guys are such bloodthirsty animals, but that's the kind of emotion it evokes. It says, we have a lot of problems with insecure people. The insecurity by itself isn't the problem. It's when the insecurity is in a person who wants to portray strength. These people invariably end up as bullies, abusively beating their children beyond anything necessary, harassing their coworkers, abusing detainees in their care or their significant others. They have to prove their strength by beating on someone weaker. Yeah, there's another. They did this study about abuse among the wider Bahamian population. It's amazing how many people. Well, I'm not going to lie. It's not amazing. I used to get beat. You know? And I wasn't with it. Like, I you know. Juan, here's an idea. Our Bahamian women need to go on Amazon and type in test my drink strips. These strips help women quickly test if something has been put into their drinks to incapacitate them. Bahamian men should get them too because they can also get raped. I know people throw around this term like rape culture a lot, but it kind of looks like we got a rape culture. I don't know, you know. If it's one quarter, we need to be asking these kids. If it's one in four, we need to be asking these kids. That's way worse than COVID in terms of prevalence. You know? We need to actively be looking out for this, not passively waiting for signs or something. Absolutely. Maybe the ladies mean they tell their male to stop doing this. They had enough, and he didn't. I guess that's rape. Yeah, you got to stop, player. You can't. You know, at whatever point at which she goes, it ain't gonna happen. You gotta stop, bruh. It's her body. And I know y'all are like, yeah, one, you're a simp, right? Don't rape women, don't beat women. If that makes me a simp, then I'm a simp. Don't have sex with women who are passed out. Don't have sex with men who were passed out. Boys who are under the age of 16 and had sex with grown women were raped. I agree. Great show as usual. Question, why did the lady hit you? Did you cheat on her with her sister or best friend? I'm not going to get into that. I've more than one woman has hit me in a relationship. All right, they didn't hurt me, but they hit me, and I'm like, we're not doing that. All right, because I'm out. If you continue, can't call the text line. I'll put the phone numbers out and on the other side. I did want to get to the VAT thing, and I did want to show you why I said I was right, and everyone who said I wasn't right was wrong. We'll see if we get to that, because we'll be here tomorrow, Lord willing. People need to stop putting the onus of underage sex on the minor. Why do we do this when it's the adult, male or female, that needs to stop messing with children? I don't care how big the child is, how old they look, if they were being forward, etc. A grown person should reject engaging with minors, period. Absolutely. And you know, this is the culture we... And so we cry, right, about the child, rightfully so. But the same people who cry about the child, right, when these underage girls are reported missing, what's the first thing 90% of people say, oh, these gals too fast and hot, right? When the thinking should be, this girl cannot consent to having sex. You should be concerned about the man or the woman preying on these young girls. One, do you remember the ZNS reporter who was reporting the story of how a man went to the police after a woman beat him for the phone? She laughed on live air and tried to hold it in, but laughed more when they took the break. The video's still there. That was funny. Oh, I didn't see that. It ain't funny to me. One, I'd like to know what percentage of those females reported being raped or told by a family member or friend. They said that, let me see here. This says that 15%, no, wait, 10% of the physical intimate. This says relatively few females have been victimized by strangers. I don't see the number in here. I gotta see. It says most females. Didn't say. You're right. That'd be good to know. Okay. We got news headlines? Let's do it. Okay.
Down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Rod's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
CG Atlantic Agents, how may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
It's Primo time! Marco's Pizza and Coca-Cola have teamed up for a Primo giveaway. That's right, we are giving away the latest tech gifts. Win either a tablet with a Wi-Fi plan, iPhone, Samsung tablet, or Marco's and Coke mugs. To enter, just make a minimum purchase of $22, which must include a 2-liter Coke product. Fill out your entry receipt and drop it into the Coca-Cola bottle located at any of our stores. Marco's. Every store, every day. The Italian way. Hello, Primo.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're talking about sexual abuse, physical abuse. I wanted to move on, but I can't shake it. I can't shake it. I gotta work my way through this. All right. Now, let's look at this. Well, let me read the text before that. Man, I'm looking at this salad. I wish, would it be rude of me to like start eating on here? Probably. You know what I need? I need like recommendations for like some place that makes healthy food. It ain't gotta be, you know, we don't use no cooking oil. It ain't gotta be like that. But healthy food that's not steeped in grease and it's not killing you with these heavy starchy carbs too tough. But they have a variety of options because I'm running out of options. Because I have a couple places I go, like I go to the Nom Nom Cafe, Pita Cafe thing, but I don't want to eat chicken every day, and I go to Checkers, but again, I don't want to eat chicken all the time. So it's rough out here. Good day one. Minister Darvall admitted last week that the COVID contact tracers weren't being paid. Since then, what has happened is we have been threatened by supervisors to keep the info in-house and warned not to call the radio. However, we're really backed up against the wall, and we still have not been paid. Okay, we got to circle back on that with him. This says, are you so surprised and bewildered as you said, Juan? The trends, news, crime, and antisocial behavior has been brewing and long overdue to be addressed and do something about it for a very long time. Did you not see all these court cases recently during the COVID lockdown and restrictions? Seems like rape culture and a gross lack of discipline. God help when these restrictions end this weekend. Why is there going to be more rape? Are you meaning like they're going to have like parties and more women to get raped? Yeah, because that's what Paul Rolls said. Listen, and I'm going to talk about the Mallory thing and the physical abuse thing. Here's how I operate, and you don't got to trust me, right? Anyway, Paul Rolls said, I believe it was earlier this year when he talked about crime trends, that they had seen a trend of young women being sexually assaulted at these Airbnb parties, right? So here's the advice that I was given, okay? And when I, you know, was a teenager, and here's the advice that I give, and here's how I live my life. I operate as if everybody is out to get me, okay? In all aspects of my life, okay? I operate as if every phone call I make is being recorded, I take is being recorded. Every conversation I have with people, even in private, I operate as if that's being recorded. I operate as though everyone is on the precipice of betraying me or trying to screw me over. I operate on the precipice that everyone walking up to me is going to knife me in the chest so that I'm always on guard and I never have nobody watch my drink or nothing like that when I'm out anywhere. I'll throw it away unless I'm like with my sister or someone like this or one of my very, very close friends. I don't operate like they're out to screw me. But if you're a young man or woman, and listen, I could tell you stories that I've heard. It ain't exclusive to women. Okay? Some of these dudes out here on some wild stuff. All right? If I'm a young man or woman, when I go out, I'm operating like someone's probably going to drug me. Someone's probably going to rob me. Someone's trying to follow me home. This is how I operate. Right? And I'm consistently on my guard. And I'm not saying you got to be like that, but a little bit of that could be the difference between you enjoying yourself out for the night or you waking up with some sort of STI. You dig what I'm saying? So to be forewarned is to be forearmed. All right, listen to this. I know y'all don't believe in marital rape, right? You could murder your wife, but you can't rape your wife. That makes so much sense to me. You could beat your wife, but you can't rape your wife. We can't rape my wife. My wife and I are joined in the spirit, but I could kill my wife, right? Raping my wife is like raping myself. Is it? Anyway. You have your opinions. Clearly, we're not doing anything about marital rape. So, you know, it's not going to be a thing ever in this country anytime soon anyway. But you have your beliefs and I got mine. Close to 40% of university students in the Bahamas believe that rape cannot occur within a marriage. Close to 40% of university students in the Bahamas believe that rape cannot occur within a marriage, a recent study found. Okay, now, remember I said at the beginning of the show that people lie. Yes? Women do lie. All right? About rape and lots of other things. Right? By virtue of the fact of them being a woman just don't make them just pure as the driven snow and they never do anything wrong or lie. No. Women do lie. And someone can lie on you and say you raped them. And your wife could lie on you and said she raped you. And there should be protections in law to deal with that. So I get your reticence, a lot of you. All right? There's this conversation. I don't know how I got in like several of these like highbrow kind of Facebook groups, but there are some conversations amongst those who consider themselves the intelligentsia or whatever like this, you know, that, oh, it's because Bahamians are primitive and they don't believe in marital rape, and there's this pervasive Christian ethos, which there's some truth to that, right? And it's only the ignorant, uneducated people who believe that. No, it's not. And I'll be like, no, it's not, dude. No, it's not. These are university students who don't believe it's possible that rape can occur within a marriage. 40%, nearly half. The study Mental Health and Negative Sexual Experiences of Bahamian University Students, which has been published in the International Journal of Bahamian Studies, found that 39.6% of men and 43.8% of women agreed that a married couple cannot rape each other. This indicates the considerable disagreement on this topic in a society where the law recognizes rape only outside of marriage, as demonstrated in debates on marital rape. There are instances where if you're married, you and your husband, you can be charged with rape, but those are very complicated situations. Some respondents to this study indicated that they may have been sexually abused by their husbands. Although this study did not ask about marital status directly, when we grouped respondents who were aged over 30 and in long-term relationships, 1 year or more, together with those who were married, 7.2% of these 69 females reported having sex against their will with their partner in their most recent sexual encounter. Again, I'm going to ask you, how do you force yourself on your wife and go to sleep in the same bed as she does? What gives you the notion that she won't kill you in your sleep? I don't get it. Maybe you're not thinking it through. Now, the general thought around this, if I'm not mistaken, is that, you know, if I want sex, my wife is obligated to give it to me because she's my sex and all that. And then there's an argument to be made about that, right? That, yeah, if you're a married couple and one of you has a high libido, you should try to accommodate the other partner. But at the same time, if you're trying to stay married, you're going to have to come to some sort of agreement on the frequency with which you're having sex, right? Now, the average, this was a study done in America, and they said married couples reported having sex an average of 50 to 55 times per year, all right, which is about once a week. Now, anyway, that's what the study said. All right. More than 92% of the 865 respondents agreed that rape occurs when one of those engaged in sexual intercourse does not consent. Huh. Over 85% of the respondents agreed that rape occurs when those engaged in sexual intercourse consent due to threats or fear of bodily harm from the other person. But then how come 40% of y'all What's interesting is more women didn't think marital rape was a thing than men. If 92% of you think that rape is when sexual intercourse there's no consent, or when there's consent due to threats or fear, 85%, then how does 40% say that marital rape doesn't occur? Anyway, Nearly 16% of men and 10% of women agreed that rape only occurs when the victims fight off their attacker. That doesn't make any sense. It was an attempted rape? Yeah, you either raped or not raped. Fighting them off, dang, if you fight them off, they didn't rape you, right? They assaulted you. Very few participants, 4% of men and 1.3% of women, agreed that only females can be raped. That's pretty good. Yeah. At least we have a clear understanding. Men can be raped. The issue of marital rape resurfaced. Okay, that's not. Yeah. Okay, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand where your head's at. I don't know why you think that forcing someone to have sex is not rape if it's within a marriage. I have heard the arguments for years and years and years now. No one has been able to convince me. I believe you indeed can rape your spouse. All right. I'm going to get to your text messages. Hold on. This is... Where's the story on Thingam? Let's see if I can find it. Story on corporal punishment. All right. Give me a moment. I gotta actually go into our system. Okay, corporal punishment. Here we go. Significant number of people believe that corporal punishment has detrimental effects. I'm doing all these things, these different things for you, for you to understand how a lot of things go down in this society and we kind of normalize them, you know? A recent study found that at least 40% of Bahamians agreed that corporal punishment leads to emotional health problems, including suicidal thoughts. The study, Knowledge, Attitudes, and Practices of Corporal Punishment in Bahamian Homes, which was published in Volume 27 of the International Journal of Bahamian Studies, used responses of 1,583 adult Bahamians. All right, that's a good, healthy sample. Nearly 91% of respondents said they use psychological aggression to parent children under the age of 14. What is psychological aggression? Was that shouting? I try not to shout. I know, Juan, you're the Mitt Romney of the Bahamas. You're such a softie. I try not to shout, and I try to talk to my children, even though they're not emotionally mature enough yet to understand all that I'm trying to say to them. Sometimes I do raise my voice. I do shout. Never do I hit. All right? 68% said they use minor physical discipline, including on children under the age of 2. Fewer than 9% respondents said they use harsh physical discipline. Now, you got to quantify some of this stuff for me now. What's minor and what's harsh? Is minor like a spank, a slap, a pinch? Is harsh like a belt or a stick or something? Now, I don't hear no slapping up. Because y'all call for heads when the people at when the video came out with the kids at the children's home being beaten. All right, y'all call for blood. All right. So I hope all y'all calling for blood ain't out here beating these beating your own children. The study found that a limited number of respondents had knowledge of the detrimental effects of corporal punishment. Okay. I want to show you something, and I'll help you. See, this is how we don't understand where we get this violence from. And I know what you're going to say to me. You're going to say, well, one, there's no corporal punishment in the United States, but they murder each other all the time, rape each other, beat each other, shoot each other. Is there a correlation? But there's got to be something to it. Both male and female respondents, 92.4% and 87.1% respectively, were physically punished as children. Right, so I'm among them. in that. And you can tell by the way I talk about it today. Like I'm still not cool with it. You know what I mean? But my parents and I talked about it. So. And they said, you know, that's what they knew. That's what they knew. And I get that. When you know better, you do better. Right? When you have different mechanisms to cope with disciplining children who are not your property. All right? Children have rights as well. Certain rights. Not the right to go have no sex. But they have rights as well. When you know better, you do better. Let me read some more of this for you. Roughly 40% of men and 57.2% of women agreed that emotional health problems, including anxiety, depression, aggression, and even wanting to kill him or herself as a result of capital punishment. Nearly 52% of men and 65% of women agreed that children who experience violence accept this as normal and mirror the same behavior. 20% of men and 36.2% of women agreed that corporal punishment was associated with learning problems at school. Respondents with more knowledge about the effects of corporal punishment were less likely to use disciplinary methods of concern. There was a strong link between knowledge and attitudes and between attitudes and experiences of physical punishment in the childhood of respondents. The data suggests that education about the detrimental effects of corporal punishment could help reduce its use and prevent children from suffering the unintended consequences of corporal punishment. Both male and female respondents, 92.4% and 87.1% respectively, were physically punished as children. All right? So let's go through one of the more popular arguments for corporal punishment, right? It happened to me and I turned out fine. You're not fine. Okay? No, you're not. All right? It happened to you. You turned out fine. Yet we have the highest prevalence of rape in the region in the Bahamas. Yeah, we have children being killed and one in four women being raped and one in four women being beat in a relationship. That can be national. That got it. Something with this cohort they need to look into. There's a deep issue with the University of the Bahamas students. I'm not trying to shame you, but there's a deep issue. Stop beating your children. Juan's wilding today, right? Don't rape women or men and children. Don't beat your spouse. Your girlfriend, don't rape your husband or wife. Radical stuff I'm putting out here today. Beating children isn't on the same scale, I won't lie to you, to me, unless you beaten them to the point they like bloody. Don't beat your children. That's all I'm saying. It's not helping. It's only helping you. All right? You're going to get an immediate reaction, which is you're going to whack them, and they're probably going to stop doing with the thing that you don't like them doing. Although y'all's beat your children for much, much more reasons than that. But you're not getting any long-term benefit out of it for yourself or the child. We covered a lot. McCartney, they said married couples have sex 55 times a year. They meant 55 times a quarter. Think about it. Juan, how dare you suggest that we don't commit rape, incest, and domestic violence? That's a bridge too far. Yep. It's radical stuff. Good afternoon. Just checking if you'll touch on the other topics you announced at the beginning of your show. Thanks. I can. Let's see how quickly we get through these things, and I can. It's hard for me to move away from this because it's tripping me out. But we got tomorrow, right? If the master tarries, if all remains, well. Says, hi, Juan, this may be a little off topic. Please help me to understand why if a stabbing happens in a government school, the public knows which school that incident took place, i.e. government high. When it happens at a private school, only the location is mentioned, talking about the incident that happened at Jordan Prince William. But what do you mean? The police didn't mention it? I thought everyone knew that they had a stabbing at Prince William yesterday. But if the police didn't mention it, and they mentioned something else before, that's weird. Says, hi, Juan, it's wise to operate the way you do. The great Elijah Obed warned about every phone call that's being recorded. This was 1996, judge now. Yeah, I'm out here mad paranoid, dude. All right? What did Rick Ross say? I'm dodging potholes like in Jamaica? He needed to come. Well, he's been to NASA, so he shouldn't know. One, young people, especially women, when they go out, should never accept or allow anyone to bring them a mixed drink or any drink in a cup, glass, or an open bottle. That drink can be drug. Be careful, ladies. Be careful with everything. Be careful who you catch ride with. You ain't know who got a gun in the car. You catching ride with them. All y'all can get charged with the gun. All of y'all. Don't listen. You ain't know who have drugs in their car. Everybody getting charged with the drugs. You understand? You know who have stolen property. You don't know. Yes, I tell all my family members, particularly my cousins, you know, who go off to school. I give them the talk, buddy, before they go. A much more deep talk than the stuff I talked about before. All right? These people country ain't your country. Okay? These people culture isn't your culture. Act as if you're a stranger in a strange land. Don't go over there and start acting like, yeah, this is my... It ain't. One, I'm college educated and I don't believe that rape can occur in marriage. My stance on this does not rule out the possibility for sexual assault or abuse. But as the big lawyers like to say, categorically speaking, it's not possible to rape one's wife or spouse, especially given what the marriage vows mean. I honestly believe that the agenda behind the argument of rape and marriage seems to be aimed at tearing down the institution of marriage. Well, I mean, look, you call it whatever you want, right? What I'm saying is this. If you say sexual assault can occur in a marriage, good enough for me. All right? And that there should be protections against sexual assault in the marriage for men and women, fine. You ain't got to call it rape. I'm good, as long as there's some protection under law. This is one old man once told me, son, for your marriage to last long, or not to force yourself on your wife, or if she can use sex to punish you, get a concubine and all will be well. When she act up, go clear your head. Just cheat if your wife's not having sex with you. That does happen. Hi, Juan, the lady on Howard's show. Sorry to bring up another station. It's fine. She talked about how her father would string her brother up in a tree to beat him or tie them to the chair to beat them, and this was supposed to be discipline. This is abuse, and we really need to understand how to deal with children and learn to teach them how to deal with their emotions. We have to understand that they're not fully developed. They do not know how to respond and deal with these emotions they experience. Now, what am I saying? Am I saying if, like, your 16-year-old son, who's 6 feet tall, thinks it's okay to hit his mother, don't beat him? I'm not saying that. Sometimes, you know, when you're grown and you want flex, you get flex on. Right, I'm saying your child, who's not behaving in that type of manner, you shouldn't beat him. One, even though I don't agree with corporal punishment, I don't believe in physical violence against women, children, or men, yet I also recognize that crime is rising, especially violent crime. even as corporal punishment in the school and in the home is reducing. Today, unlike days in the past, parents don't beat or physically punish their children like they did in the past. That's what you think. You don't know what's going on in these people's house. You don't know what's happening. Hi, why that text you believe college makes you wise, wisdom only comes from God. College may be smart, but not wise. Okay. We gotta go to break, sorry. We'll take a break and we'll go from there.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Revolution. We're on Guardian Radio. We're talking various forms of abuse. Child abuse. Sexual abuse. Domestic violence. So I noticed people online are glossing over that Bella was beaten to death, probably because they don't want to deal with the matter of beating your kids. They rather hold on to her being raped because to them that is what would be heinous. But many see nothing wrong with beating the crap out of their kids. So they're less outraged by how she actually died. You make an interesting observation. It says UB students on lean, bro. Is that what it is? Lean? Yeah. Yeah, man. Huh? No, you kids out here, listen, these children out here on some new stuff. When I was around, it was, no, why you keep trying to put this cocaine thing? no cocaine. No one I knew, let me not swear for nobody. I don't know, I wasn't doing no cocaine. When I was around, it was liquor, weed. And weed wasn't even that prevalent. You know, not like today. They got flavors of weed and all this. Got a selection, you know. They on lean. They on ecstasy. They on everything. And weed. And liquor. and pills, Percocet, Xanax. They taking them right now. And edibles. The weed's so strong nowadays, you can't function. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe university students are doing all these, are doing a lot of drugs. I don't want to pigeonhole them. This says, marital rape is not too prevalent for women who have a couple of brothers and a crazy uncle. Well, there you go. The questions in the survey are flawed. Remember the former speaker's position? So how many women believe that if their husband don't touch him up now, and then they don't love them? Remember the line in Tina Turner's intro to the song Proud Mary, intimated that sometimes we do it rough. Ike had some serious problems. We accept many abnormalities as normal. Yeah, Ike had problems. The former speaker's position? I don't remember that. I remember Leslie Miller saying he had a girlfriend who used to get angry if he didn't, like, hit her. Something to that effect. Where are you drawing this data from? Because there are many science-based family life centers that disagree. I disagree with what aspect? I'm drawing it from the International Journal of Bahamian Studies, volume 27. There's a variety of studies on there conducted by the university. But I don't know what you're saying that science-based people disagree with. Oh, you can call me. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. And 325-4259. Text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. Juan, you know I always say you're the best, but you have to let them feel that belt every now and again, letting them know you're serious. I got beaten and slapped when I was small. It didn't kill me. Good show, bro. I don't believe in it. I think if you ask the kids, they ain't really into it either. If you asked your child, if I beat you, will that shape you as a human being and change how you treat others and how you operate in the home? I doubt very many of them would say, well, yes. Yes. Let's try that first, right? Let's try that and see how it works. Says, Juan, I'm in my 40s, and one day in college, I was talking to a group of people. There was about 10 of us, and 6 were women. I was the only one who had not been molested as a child. Yikes. So it's not the UB students. I couldn't imagine. I cannot imagine. First of all, I don't find children sexually attractive, right? Like, I'm never getting married again, right? But if I got divorced, like, my cutoff's like probably like 25, right? That's probably where I am. Just because I don't know what me and a 25-year-old, what me and anyone under that age could possibly talk about or have in common or connect with, right? I don't find children attractive, so I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. What about an undeveloped child? Right? Or even one who's semi-developed. What about that? They're children. I do not get it. Judge a small child. I don't get it. Juan, do you remember the survey COB did when an alarming percentage of students, male and female, thought it was fine for a boyfriend or girlfriend to slap them? Yep. I remember that. You know, the one thing I remember about getting beaten, I could never figure out why I was getting beaten. I was so angry I was getting beaten again. What for? It says, but one, obviously some people are attracted to children. They need to know if they act, the penalty will be ultra severe. You need help, man. If you are grown and you're attracted to a child, you need some help. Go ask for help. All right? That ain't normal. After, exactly, it don't help the child after the fact. Say, so Bella did not die by physical abuse. Let's say, no, let me say, hey, Juan, do you know that females perpetrate abuse such as physical, verbal, and emotional abuse more than males? Telling your child they're no good like their pa is abuse. Let's talk about that. Yeah, there's psychological abuse too. A lot of it. You call your children dumb, stupid, no good. You can't learn what I sending you to school for. You know what I mean? There's a lot. We have deep-seated psychological issues in this country that we got to confront and say, hey, man, you know what? We need help. This ain't normal for us to all act this way. This ain't normal how we drive, right? Have no regard for the rules and others. You got to look at it and go with the same right. You know what I mean? If we don't, but if me and my wife were arguing every day, I'd have to sit down and go, well, this ain't right. Why are we fighting all the time? You know what I mean? We got to figure this out. This says, Leslie said that? Yeah, he said something to that, I think. Hi, I'm just undertaking the rape in marriage. My wife showed me it's too much pressure at her age, so I have to use wisdom. That's a lot of information there. Okay. It says, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. The Bible says parents are to beat their children. This helps develop self-control in them. What I believe you're talking about is corporal abuse. There's a proper way to beat physically disciplined children. I know the Bible says bend the tree while it's young, and I know a lot of people take that out of context completely. The Bible also says you can own slaves. The Bible also says that you can't wear blended fibers. The Bible also says, right? Jesus brought the new covenant, right? Let's follow Jesus's way. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. They're not there? I can't hear them. No, they're not there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
My brother McCartney, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good to hear your voice, and I know you and your family are doing very well.
I'm trying.
And I love what you said last week. That's your wife. Take her every way you go and show off with her. Sorry for those big bow man who don't have a wife to take them. Anyway, having said that, I'm going to ask you a question, and it may be a little difficult for you to answer. What did you all did with all the traditional values that this country once had?
What we do? Me? I didn't do nothing. What do you mean?
Brother McCartney, you're a sharp fellow. Can you answer that for me, please?
What we did with the traditional values.
Yeah, what happened to all the traditional values that this country once had?
Boy, I don't know. A good question. I couldn't tell you. They're still around for some, but for a lot, we ain't checking.
Okay, that's the question. I'm not going to run on with that. That's the question for this week. I would like to know, all the traditional values that this country once had was working. Now we can see socially it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
You all want to replace it with the liberal values, do you?
I got some liberal values, but I'm pretty conservative.
Don't take it personal, because you still believe in taking your wife away. Or wrong with you? That's a traditional value.
Right, agree, yeah.
That's a traditional value. Now, but these brothers who leave their wives home and they don't want to be seen with their grandchildren, don't want to acknowledge their children, etc. Years past, family. You remember when we as family, I know my parents back home. My mother couldn't go in the port until daddy reached. You remember that?
Right.
Huh?
I remember.
You believe that value was a good one?
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Things changed too, you know. Not only did values change, but women didn't used to traditionally work in professional careers, and now they do. You know what I'm saying? So you can't hold everything up to the same standard as it was when a time when things were different.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But do you believe the traditional values that my mother still practiced today, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, getting up and bringing the children together? We all grown now and leave, but when we go back home, why did you all replace that?
I couldn't tell you, Dr. P. I don't know. I can't speak
anyway,
for these people.
I would like for you to ask some of your friends what happened to the good traditional values we had many years ago. Why are we replacing them? Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to me.
Okay. Thanks, man. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I tell my kids I live my life like somebody's always watching me, so I always try to do the right thing. Good afternoon. Please tell him to say what the traditional values are so young kids can understand what he's talking about. So, okay. Y'all say the Bible speaks to discipline. So the most quoted verse in the Bible that they use to justify beating children, all right, is Proverbs, right? Do not withhold, King James Version. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. Okay. Now, there are a lot of things in Proverbs that I live by and a lot of things I don't. Okay? Firstly, the Bible has a lot of shepherd metaphors, all right? So when they're talking, I'm no biblical scholar, but I'm just telling you my understanding of it. So when you're talking about the rod, you're talking about the staff that the shepherd had to correct the flock, right? And so the shepherd, traditionally, I'm no sheep herder, maybe some of you are, shepherd traditionally doesn't take the staff and strike the sheep with it. He uses a staff to guide, to put the sheep on a particular path, a direction as to where the shepherd wants them to go. All right? So I understand it in terms of the shepherd. I get it. You say if you strike him with the rod, you'll save his soul. But the Bible says lots of things that we no longer practice because we have a new covenant. All right? That's to me. So they didn't say Prince William. They said a school on Zion Boulevard, which made it clear to me the stabbing had to be there. Now, I don't know why they did that. They're saying some weird things, too, lately. It says the Bible never said to beat anybody. It spoke about the rod of correction. You ever tell a child they can't go to the happening party that all their friends go into when they act like the world coming to an end? That is the rod of correction. The Bible say no matter how they scream and roll around on the floor like you're destroying their life, they ain't dying. Yeah. I ain't beating my children, y'all. Shouldn't beat yours either. It's not working. Not working, all right? And you don't, and the fact of the matter is this, right? The limit people take it to, all right, escalates the more they get away with it, right? So you half killing your child in there, right? Knocking them with a pan and a shoe and all this stuff like that. They screaming, wailing, well, that's their child, the Bible say. You know what I mean? Next time they can hit them with a block, right? Put the child in the hospital, they hit him with a machete or a bottle, you know? It says, McCartney children learn what they live. If you curse in front of your children, chances are they'll do the same to their parents later on in life. the good traditional values are not the same. So many of us have moved away from the values of God. Some of the older generation do not listen to the garbage that the younger generation listen to. All right, are we taking a break or no? No? Okay. We'll take the phone call then. This has a little beating is needed at times. Well, I hope it all works out. I'm doing the experiment where I'm not beating them, and so hopefully they still turn out to be really good people. But the jail's still full of people who used to get beat when they were kids. Get out. Is that what's determining? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. How's it going?
Juan, what do you call beating? What do you call abuse? And what do you call spanking? We got this whole thing wrong, but you're saying hitting the child is a crime. I know some people does it. That's child abuse. That parent needs to go before the court and get charged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hitting a child with a cutlass and things like that—that's abuse. That's attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
See, we need to get this thing right. I agree with you when you say, "But the shepherd would knock the sheep back in line." Or normally, the shepherd staff had a hook inside of it, and normally he would just hook the sheep and then bring him out. All he uses is to take him out of
right.
the pit. He falls in a pit. But we need to get these things right and stop exaggerating on this thing, saying, you know, this is. Some things are abuse. If you grab a belt buckle and you beat your child with it, that's abuse. Now, if you grab the belt and you spank him and hit him one or two cuts, that's not abuse to me. I had it done to me, and both man, I grew up a good man.
You didn't get when it was happening to you. You didn't consider it abuse.
No, man. Getting one or two cuts with the belt because I did something wrong. I mean, may have moved something off the table that I shouldn't have moved. My grandmama and my granddaddy say, who moved my money off the table? I said, I move it. They said, well, okay, we live up to it. If nobody want to live up to it, they spank everybody. They beat you and throw you outside and grab a piece of wood and stick you inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that happen to me.
I got beat a lot.
Why?
Hmm?
Why did you get beat a lot?
Because I was misbehaving a lot.
Okay, are you a bad boy, sir?
I wasn't a bad person then.
Yes, you were, but
I just was badly behaved.
So your parents knew that the way they grow up was, and some of us grow up with our parents that had to look at them. I hope that's the way you grow up, that's all you got to look at them. You know, you ain't want to spank them, or you got to look at them and they buckle up. I hope that's somebody.
Yeah, I'm trying to cultivate a culture of respect, right?
Yeah.
I think beating children creates a culture of fear. That's me. Some people think fear is better than respect and understanding. I'm not one of them.
I agree with you to a point, but when it comes to abuse, I'm not for that.
Yeah,
I'm
not for that. Absolutely not. Yes.
All right, man. Continue to do well and have a blessed day, buddy.
Thank you. You too. And people parent in different ways. I want to move away from it. Just me. If I could control everything, everyone do it. I would do it. It says, exactly one, the rod of correction was a metaphor for the shepherd's staff. If the sheep going in the wrong direction, the rod would be used to redirect them. Sometimes they get the hook end. I'm sure that's not comfortable, but they ain't abusing the sheep. Yeah. So I still remember you crawling under the table after your son was at a Christmas party. He seems to be fine now. Children take patience. If you don't have patience, don't have them. That's what I've learned, right? So having children, if it's done nothing else, it's taught me to have a great, great deal of patience. You need a lot of patience to have children. And the reason sometimes kids get abused, right, is because a lot of people don't have that relief, right, like, or that help, and they're frustrated, and their patience is worn thin, and they just strike out. Says, hi, so Singapore has caning in their laws. Many intellectuals see that country as a great example. You know, one day we can unpack this whole Singapore thing, you know. Because, Singapore's doing great, right? In Singapore, you can't call no talk show like this and talk about political leaders. You could get put in jail. You more than likely will. Lee Kuan Yew was successful for a long period of time because he was brutal with political criticism. All right? Yeah, he didn't stand for corruption, all that. He didn't stand for no dissent like that either. You find yourself in major problems. So one day we can it's what y'all want, right? So do we want this where we can express ourselves freely and we can have more political freedom than they have? Or do we want all the nice things that they have? I think we could find a happy medium. It says, agree, teach respect over beating. We have two boys approaching preteens. We're always complimenting them on how well-behaved they are. I'm going to try with respect. All right? Hey, Juan, as a white Bahamian, the Bible says to keep slaves and they must obey their masters. Jesus said that. It says slaves must obey their masters. I want these black Bahamians to repeat that because I need some workers. That's not nice. Yeah, if everyone could have slaves, black people could have slaves too. It's amazing how these parents are terrible role models, drinking, smoking, and cursing, and don't want children to emulate that same behavior. It says, Man Juan, our society leans toward violence. How many times we see children acting up, and we and everyone present is thinking, child, he need a good cut hip. Yeah, it's true. It's, I understand what the caller's saying completely, you know, about gentle, like spanking and all this other stuff like that. But it gets out of control. This says, let me read this last one. Off topic one, you heard Joy Jibberaloo say Minnis take the Junkanoo Beach request for proposal and put it in his office. What money-making venture didn't Minnis try to grab? Marijuana Antiquities Oban. What was up with him and why that cabinet gave him such a long rope? Okay. I can't read this. I don't want to know. I don't even want to know that. Goodness. All right, we got to go. But tomorrow, we're going to talk about the COVID restrictions and the VAD bill. All right, you guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.